Thanks, Gabe. The Texas A&M basketball team has gotten off to a fast start by winning its first three games. When we hear of a concussion sustained by a Texas A&M athlete, we may be quick to think it happened to a football player. However, studies show that basketball is the second most frequent sport to result in concussions behind football. The reason behind the high number of concussions in basketball is because of the amount of kids who play the sport. Ted Hotling, head men's basketball coach at University of New Haven, knows all too well about suffering head injuries in basketball. In the past 10 years, basketball has seen a 70% increase in head injuries. To combat this problem, Hotling has implemented head sensors that track the G-force of a hit to the head. Using this data, research is able to analyze the impact a basketball player sustains throughout practice in the whole season and learn new ways to prevent head injuries on the court. For more information on this and other human performance topics, visit us at HuffInesInstitute.org. Until next time, this is Carlos Guevara, HuffInes producer, wishing you an active and healthy week.